In this session, we'll discuss about talking with words. We have a hard time handling criticism. Words can hurt or heal. Terms thrown away like fat, dumb, ugly, and selfish can devastate us. But phrases from friends such as, "I really like you, you did that extremely well, and you are one in a million," can lift us up. In a 1923 speech, Rudyard Kipling said that words are the most powerful drug used by mankind. The author of Proverbs states that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. The word we use to talk to ourselves are extremely important in controlling how we view ourselves. While we get a whole range of non-verbal messages through touch and the sound of people's voice, words are also vital in shaping our self-perceptions. The infant doesn't understand words in the first few months because she gets messages through touching and the sound of the human voice. But as the ability to think starts to develop, language plays a vital role. The word mama gets linked to that pleasant person with a reassuring voice who smiles a lot as she looks into the crib. If we get in the habit of using positive words like bright, kind, and capable, we'll tend to perceive ourselves according to those adjectives. Such language will reinforce the perceptions we need to be successful. Someone once said that the only difference between a genius and the rest of us is that it takes the rest of us longer to understand complicated materials. If that's true and we are willing to take the time and effort to learn something, we can easily apply the term bright to ourselves. We all know individuals who are extremely knowledgeable in some areas are not in others. We all have intellectual strengths and weaknesses. Our self-image has been shaped by the words we heard as children. If a six-year-old is constantly called a clown, he will almost certainly act in ways to confirm that label. If an impressionable teenager is tagged as a slow, she will come to think of herself in that way. What kind of words do we use most in describing ourselves? Do we call ourselves smart, talented, and calm? Or is our self-conversation riddled with words like stupid, dull, and stressed out? If our self-talk is dominated by demeaning language, we will almost certainly come across like a sad sack. The difference is language. Both self-talk and command of the words that makes the individual appear articulate. Thank you.